Touch 405 here on KMOX. DGS continuing. Dave is back on Monday. He's actually on the road, heading back here today, right?
It's
the trip back. It's a bit of a drive. A
little bit.
Yeah. I've never made that drive. How far is it?
Man. I feel like it's like 12 or 13 hours.
It has to be, right?
I think so.
I've only driven like south and east. I've never driven further west than Kansas City. That's like the furthest west I've ever driven. I've flown further west than that, but not very often. I don't know why. I've never gone west.
All right, DGS road trip. Let's go. Do it.
Where should we drive to?
Mm-hmm. Mount Rushmore.
West of Kansas City. Mount Rushmore.
That'd be fun. I went there when I was a child.
Was it cool?
It was pretty cool. I mean, it's not like wow, but it's pretty neat.
I think the question that I have about it is like so this is kind of like when we went to Italy and we went to Pisa. We went to see the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and you get there and you look at it, you're like, man, that's cool. And you're like, all right, now what?
Yeah, what do I do now?
Yeah.
Like when you go to Mount Rushmore, do you like set up shop there and like have a picnic and eat and look at the glory that is Mount Rushmore, or do you just like walk through and you're like, all right?
You kind of, I remember going, we went 2 days. We went once, the whole family, and then the second day my brother was sick, so my mom stayed back at the hotel with him and just me and my dad went.
Uh-huh.
And I remember taking like a bunch of pictures, like this is it might have been our first digital camera, and my dad was trying to get a picture of me like my head was the next
the same
head
size,
on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like that's a fun
just
thing
like
to
I
do.
Just like I have the picture of me holding up the Tower of Pisa.
There you go.
Because you have to. That's literally all it is. You go there and there are like dozens and hundreds of people all doing that from different angles in different places. It's so stupid. Totally not worth it. If you go to Italy, just don't bother.
Yeah.
Don't bother with the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It's not that great.
Yeah. That's a lot of travel nowadays is people will see things on Instagram and think like, oh, that's the place I need to go.
Yeah.
And then you show up and it's super crowded because everyone's getting the same picture. It's time to branch out and go to the lesser known places.
Yeah. Also, it's like to me, the places to go to are places that you can explore a little bit.
Right.
Like the Grand Canyon. You know, you can hike
on down.
That's
where we should road trip.
All right, let's do that.
Let's do that.
You can hike on down and do all that. Or you can go like like Venice was cool. Right. And there are all these cool places you can explore. You go to the Doge's Palace and they got all this cool behind the scenes stuff. And you go to the old armory where they have all the old weapons from back in the day. And you can go to the jail cells where they held people in these tiny little prisons. Yeah.
Whoa.
Like those kind of things are like,
well, that stuff's not in the Grand Canyon.
I'm just saying it's like when you go to see a thing and you're just like looking at a thing, you're like, all right, well, saw that. Now what?
I'm sorry, Andrew, have you ever been to the Grand Canyon?
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Well, I haven't, and it's because it's a big hole.
No, it's magnificent.
What's magnificent about it?
It is a big hole, and it's like, this is insane. This is so cool. You can hike. You can take a bunch of pictures. I mean, it's just beautiful nature.
It looks like
ultimately
a bunch of rocks to me. Big
yeah.
hole.
No, I can see that, but like walking down in it and looking what's going
yeah,
on.
It's
I mean,
cool.
I can get that. That would be.
Did you go down in it?
Not really. I was like 4 when we took that
yeah.
trip.
Okay, so but I mean, I can see that
it.
That. Being,
I do remember it, but I didn't hike to the bottom
yeah.
of the Grand Canyon.
I can see that being more of an exploration.
Yeah.
Versus, all right. I'm not trying to crap. This is not crap on Mount Rushmore. Thing.
Oh, it's fine.
That's why I'm asking randomly. Like, is there like a tour where you can go inside Mount Rushmore and see things from the others? Like, if there's all that, that's different. That gives me something to do. If I'm going to get there and I'm going to see it, I'm like, man, that's pretty cool. Take some pictures. All right, now what?
Well, it's probably similar there. There's probably a lot of good hiking and stuff. I mean, South Dakota is a beautiful
country. No, that's a good point. No, that's a really good point.
Can you go inside?
I don't know.
I know in the movie Richie Rich, they had a. See, I think that might be an 80s movie. It might be an early 90s movie. But they had their family had their own Mount Rushmore, and you could go inside.
The answer is no.
Okay.
The answer is no. You cannot go inside the figures carved into Mount Rushmore because they are made of solid granite.
You know what? That makes sense now that you say it that way.
So, I don't know. Maybe, but like, just like as an example, like, we think about the arch, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're somebody,
you can go into the arch.
You can go in there, but even if you don't want to, there's a museum there. There's still something mm-hmm. to do. It's not just like, well, there's the arch, take a picture, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what it is at Mount Rushmore. Maybe there's like a visitor center or something that gives you a thing to do. I don't know. I've never been there.
There's got to be something.
Yeah. All right.
You want to do some Throwback Thursdays?
Sure.
All right. Throwback Thursday, 226 years ago in 1798, the U.S. Marine Corps was permanently established by Congress.
That seems like it was a pretty good decision.
Yes, it was.
They've helped out quite a bit.
Yeah, they've done some stuff.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
220 years ago.
Wait, did you say today?
Yes.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
To the Marines.
Happy 226th birthday. 220 years ago in 1804, Alexander Hamilton engaged in a duel with Vice President Aaron Burr. It was a fight to the death, and we all know that Hamilton did lose, but he still lives on with a $10 bill, and now he has a Broadway play. Burr finished out his term as the VP, but his political career was over.
When I saw Hamilton in Chicago, there were a couple of ladies behind me who didn't know the story, I guess. And when he was shot, they were losing it. They were like gasping. They were freaking out.
You know
what?
Just for some perspective, you know, we say a lot and joke sometimes, and sometimes mean it completely. We live in the stupidest time. Is it really dumber now than when you'd get offended by someone and say, we need to go shoot at each other?
I don't know. Sometimes I wish we would go back to duels because it would probably keep people from running their mouths.
Oh, it would
so
definitely
much.
Shut a lot of people up if they actually had to put up.
Yeah. Twitter wouldn't exist.
How long ago was it when, was it a senator or a representative was like, I want to challenge him to a duel?
Oh, yeah. Not
I
that long
remember
ago.
That.
Like, yeah. Like Texas or something.
Yeah, that was funny.
What's incredible is that they must have gotten so mad. Like, I get mad, but I've never had like an argument with somebody that's like, yeah, you know what? I am willing to die over this.
Right.
Yeah, it's not so
I'm
much the
to die.
There are a lot of people that get mad enough to where they would want to shoot someone else. But how many people would want to be like, no, it's a 50-50 chance that I'm the one that's going
right.
to get
yeah.
shot. Yeah, you got to be pretty mad. Or pretty dumb.
All right. 55 years ago in 1969, David Bowie released his classic hit Space Oddity just 9 days before the moon landing. I didn't know that. That's a very fun fact.
Good
there.
Times. Good times. Mm-hmm.
And good timing.
I do like Dave Bowie.
Me too. 47 years ago in 1977, the Medal of Freedom was posthumously, I always say that wrong, awarded to the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.
For some reason, when you said metal, I translated it as metal, like heavy metal, like metal. I was like, what metal?
It's posthumously, right?
Yeah, posthumously.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said that totally wrong originally. Killing it this segment, thought you could go up into Mount Rushmore for a second there.
I'm the one saying, yeah, Mount Rushmore is stupid.
I love to embarrass myself on the radio. Okay, 45 years ago in 1979, the NASA space station Skylab crashed to Earth. The debris was scattered across the Indian Ocean and parts of Western Australia.
Hmm.
Do you remember this, Wheels? You would have been 8.
Yeah, nope, don't remember that. Do not. And now understanding, too, that like it not like now if that's happening, there would be like a countdown.
Right.
And we're going to watch it crash into the ocean live right here on MSNBC or CNN or Fox. And at that point, when it happened, you might get it on like with Ted Koppel on the evening news. But I was 8. I wasn't watching the evening news. I'd be like, I don't know. I was probably outside playing baseball.
Wheels just went like water boy mode for that.
I did. It was not intentional. Sometimes it just happens.
39 years ago in 1985, Coca-Cola said it would keep selling new Coke, but also resume selling Coke Classic. Mm-hmm. Apparently, this was such a big deal that the TV networks actually interrupted afternoon soap operas to give the public the news. That is hilarious.
What year was that?
1985.
That's a 1985 kind of thing for sure. Breaking news.
You can get your Coke back.
Get your regular Coke back. They decided to stop this monstrosity. Actually, they didn't stop it. You just remember, like, was it clear Pepsi?
Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah, Crystal Pepsi.
And no, I really don't remember it but I know of it.
It was not good. So, I don't know why it
did. So did historians.
It was supposed to taste like Coke or like Pepsi, but it didn't. It wasn't good.
16 years ago in 2008, Apple released the iPhone 3G. It had 16 gigabytes of storage, a 3.5-inch screen, and weighed 4.7 ounces. This was the second generation iPhone. And when I worked at Radio Shack, it felt like everyone who had a smartphone at that time had the iPhone 3G. Oh, so yeah. wanted to make sure to mention that on the show. It was a very popular phone. My final story here for Throwback Thursday. 3 years ago in 2021, Richard Branson made his first space flight. He and a five-man crew went 53 miles above the Earth and achieved weightlessness for about 3 to 4 minutes.
Totally worth the money, I'm sure.
I remember getting up early to watch that and then just being like, why did I waste my time with this? It was a little silly.
Oddly, you said what year was it?
It was 3 years ago, so it was 2021. I
wonder why I don't remember that.
That's when they were all doing it. Like Bezos went into space.
Oh, it was all the rich guy, like the it's like a regatta.
Right.
The rich guy space regatta. Let's see who can win this race.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
DGS on a Thursday, hanging out another 45 minutes or so. Dave will be back on Monday. And other than that, we got Matt Pauly in studio to talk a little sports with us.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good.
Got a little sports open line for us tonight?
Yeah, 6 to 8. Probably a little bit later than 6 o'clock will be the start time.
Oh, good point. We got the presidential address that we will carry live at 5:30.
That's right. So that
is press conference, I guess, is what it is.
The most anticipated press conference
ever. Man, and watch it be just so dumb. I mean, I don't know what it's going to be. Maybe it'll be historic and a big deal, and maybe it'll just be like, ah, damn it, we're still doing this.
That's probably what it's considering our country right now in the state of politics. There's like a 99% chance that that's what it's going to be.
Sports guy is a good point. That it, you know, the oh, damn it factor is probably going to be the factor.
Like,
oh, damn it.
That could have been an email.
Yeah. Exactly right. That could have been an email. Did we really need a press conference for all that? All right. So doubleheader loss yesterday. Cubs series coming up this weekend. I wanted to throw this at you. I think we touched on this a little bit yesterday. But it's just cool that we're kind of in a moment where even a bad doubleheader day like that isn't sending everybody off into a tizzy. We don't have to freak out about it. Now, you can't have that happening on the regular, but as long as you can maintain some consistency, which they have now for 2 months, you can overcome the speed bumps like that.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in stuff doesn't actually matter until it does. And what I mean by that is, could yesterday be a terrible day for the Cardinals that puts them into a tailspin? Sure, that's a possibility.
Yeah.
But we can't assign that definition till tomorrow of yesterday until it happens. So we can retroactively a month from now go back and say, hey,
that's
remember that day against Kansas City? We saw it coming then, but that's likely not to happen. They've been playing great baseball I use small sample size all the time. 50 games is not a small sample size. That's basically a third of a season.
Right.
They've been playing great baseball, winning a lot of games for a third of the season. Every team in baseball, whether it's Major League Baseball or whether it's Little League, everybody has a bad day at the yard every once in a while. You know that, Wheels.
Yeah.
And yes, until they prove me otherwise, yesterday's just a bad day at the yard.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. And then we'll look forward to this weekend series. But we have to have something else to, not want to say panic about, but worry about. I was on Twitter a little bit ago, which, yes, I know, my mistake. But I look over on the little what's happening, what's trending side, and I see Jordan Walker's trending. I'm like, oh, did he have a big game? And it's all people like, they got to trade him. Is he broken? And like, I just wish that when it came to the development of young players, all of us had the common understanding that every player's developmental path is widely different. Some guys will come in and that, like Jordan, like look at Mason Wynn. Mason Wynn had a terrible finish to last year, you know, did not hit at all, but he comes in this year and he's fine. He's doing a great job. He's playing good defense. He's a factor at the plate. He's been batting leadoff, but that's not everybody.
Yeah.
And there are people that just develop differently. Just as an example, because I know we know Matt Holliday really well as Cardinal fans. We know what he became. We know what his career was. He did not even arrive in the major leagues until he was 24 years old. He did not even make his major league debut until he was 24. He spent almost 7 years in the minors.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, this is the point. Right. It's like every player's developmental path is going to be slightly different. So some of them show up at 19, 20, 21, and boom, off to the races, and you never look back. Some of them go back and forth. J.D. Martinez is one of the best hitters in baseball for the last 10 years. He didn't even stick as a major leaguer until he was 28.
I hope people... I try not to tell people how to be fans. That's one of my things.
Yeah.
But I'm going to right now. Listen to what Kevin is saying.
I like this guy, Matt Pauly. He's cool.
Because there's going to be somebody at AAA in the relatively near future that is just putting up huge numbers that the Cardinals are not calling up. And you're going to go get on Twitter. You're going to go be a social media warrior. You're going to call the Cardinals every name in the book because they're not calling this guy up. And with all due respect to you, you probably don't have the knowledge when it comes to players' development. And you and I were talking earlier about Victor Scott. I would contend that the worst thing that has happened to Victor Scott was his time in the big leagues this year, because he just has not been able to get on track. And if he would have started the season in the minor leagues, I'm pretty confident he would have been on track from the beginning. The process of developing players can be just that. A process.
Yeah.
It can take time. And sometimes guys stall out at single A. Sometimes guys stall out at double A, triple A. So it happens. And it's not linear. And people who have been around this game for a really long time and are smarter than me are able to assess when somebody is truly ready for the big leagues.
Yeah, and it's not easy. And by the way, I am still an unabashed fan of Jordan Walker.
Me too.
I think there are things that he does, as hard as he hits the ball, that other people cannot do. And once he figures out the way to approach the baseball, the way to get his swing to where it needs to be, not just from a physical, actual swing standpoint, but from an approach standpoint as well, he's going to be fine because he hits the ball ridiculously hard. That's been true in the minor leagues this year, too. It's just about refining that. If it was more about, boy, he doesn't hit the ball very hard, that's a real concern. But he's not in that mode. He's 22 years old, and I believe he just turned 22 in May, so he's barely 22 years old.
Yeah, he was in high school a few years ago, and he was one of the COVID guys coming out, which impacted his time there.
None of this is, by the way, meant to be any kind of an excuse. It's just you got to be patient with player development, because everybody is a little bit different.
Exactly.
And, you know, that it's not that complicated. I mean, he's the age of some of the guys that will be drafted this weekend.
Exactly.
And that's it doesn't mean that everything is being done right. I don't know if it is. I don't know if the team is handling him perfectly or if he's handling it perfectly or not. We don't know because we're not in the meetings. We're not in the conversations. But when it comes to player development in any sport, but in particular in baseball, you can't make your judgments too soon on the good or the bad. Just because someone starts hot doesn't mean they're going to stay that way. You know?
100%.
You're the man.
All right.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.